This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Denver's school board voted last night to close all 7 schools that were identified by the superintendent last month. Another 3 schools will lose some of their grade levels. The closures will force 1,100 families in the state's largest school district to seek out new schools. Officials said the closures are necessary to account for shrinking enrollment. The district says it will save $30 million from the closures. School officials in Grand Junction will vote tonight on whether to close 2 schools in their district. Colorado Springs city leaders are looking to build on programs they say have reduced the local homeless population. This as other Front Range cities are seeing numbers of the unhoused increase. The Springs' new 5-year homelessness response plan looks at initiatives ranging from increased encampment cleanup to expansion of shelter options. It also advocates adding members to the police department's homeless outreach team. In Boulder, someone put up 14 unauthorized and explicit traffic signs encouraging drivers to stop speeding. Neither police nor the city know who's behind them. CPR's Molly Cruz reports.
The signs were professionally made to look like city traffic signs and placed mainly along Route 36 earlier this week. That road is one of the most dangerous in the city. Some of the signs included profane warnings to slow down. Others read things like, "Don't kill any kids today." Barista Brockton Kick, who works close to where one of the signs appeared, thinks the signs were a distraction, not a solution.
I mean, I agree with the statement, but no, don't touch the signs, period. Just period.
The signs were taken down on Tuesday. Boulder police are still investigating the signs as criminal tampering. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Parts of Colorado could have snow for Thanksgiving, maybe a couple of feet of snow in the high country. The National Weather Service says mountain areas in western Colorado could see that snow starting to fall as early as Monday, and more snow could follow Tuesday and Wednesday in the northwest part of the state. For today, it's mostly sunny around Denver, highs above 60, and warmer tomorrow. It's 6 minutes after 8. This is CPR News.